now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
And I'm Tara Fraser. Today we have a spooky books review.
Ooh, and lads, is a networking group before you under.
All today,
right here on Shout Out.
There we go. We've done it.
Yay!
Kind of. So, sorry, guys. If you think that was a little bit of a shocking start to the show, I'm running the desk this evening. And it's actually way harder than you would think. So credit to Andy for doing this every single week and making it sound perfect.
Yeah, you have to remember, I've had 15 years of doing this every week.
Yeah.
You know, when you do anything repetitive for that long, you can make it look very, very easy.
Yeah.
It's not quite as easy as people think.
Yeah, it's almost like when you're patting the top of your head, rubbing your stomach, because you're like, oh, yes, I can do two things with my hands at the exact same time. Okay, maybe not. So bear with me. But anyway, we got there. Yes. We're playing. We're on the air. There we go.
So, and you're very, very like ready for winter, by the way.
I think it's actually terribly cold, personally.
It's been lovely in sun all day.
It's lovely today.
It's warm today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This morning at 7:20 when I left the house, I could see my breath.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm. Right. So there
that, that dragon thing.
So then I have justification there. That's right then and
so
there.
It was cold.
Yeah. I feel the cold quite a lot actually. I mean, I have really bad circulation in my hands. So I was sat outside yesterday writing, and by about 5 minutes or so, I was like, well, I actually need to go inside because I can't feel my fingers. So I was like, it's not so much something that I really want to have happen if I can have some fingerless gloves, but. I haven't got around to doing that yet.
Fingerless glove. To be fair, what the listeners can't see is just how massive your nails are.
There's a reason
you
I
look
want
like
them fingerless.
You're ready for Halloween.
I'm ready for a fight. Yeah. Someone said to me, someone said you could gouge someone's eyes out with them. And I went, that's the point. It's a dangerous world out there, guys.
And Arby's here too. We haven't seen you in a while, have we?
Hello, I'm back from holiday.
Did you have a nice time?
Yes, yeah, it was fantastic. We're going to go camping, but the weather was just horrendous. So ended up booking a last minute place, which turned out to be probably Hawkwind's tour bus on the edge of a field in the middle of nowhere in Wales. I had some really quality time just sort of watching the sheep in the field and playing cards.
Sounds very relaxing.
What's Hawkwind?
Off the grid.
I don't know what Hawkwind is.
Yeah, I don't know what
Hawkwind is. No, we're all sort of nodding.
I know what Hawkwind is.
What is it?
Very important rock group.
Is it like Saga for gay people?
No, Hawkwind are the band that Lemmy was kicked out of for doing too many drugs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
How can you do too many drugs if you're in a band? Surely that's the point.
Yeah, Hawkwind were legendary for... I'm drifting into the realms of...
It was the late 60s, wasn't it?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. All alleged.
So, but you had a nice time. That's the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always good when you have some time off to actually just have a break from it all. So I don't know if any of you've got Stephanie's on your Facebook. They're halfway across Italy at the moment.
They
having
are.
An absolute time of their lives.
22 degrees.
It's gorgeous. I'm not jealous at all.
No. See, how can you tell you can't feel the cold here if you're looking at them going, oh, they're 22 degrees? Like, that's got to be like, oh, I remember what that felt like.
But you said you need 23, so that's cold.
Oh, yeah, to be fair, it is actually. I get a shiver down the spine at 22. Scarf is on.
So, I mean, do we think we're going to have a cold winter this year?
We always have cold winters.
Well, no, we've had some that are just miserable and.
Well, I think.
I mean, cold like snow.
What's
cold,
the day that like it says it predicts what it will be for the rest of the winter? What day is that?
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't realise there was one.
If you get like a certain. It's like certain weather on one specific day. Gives the whole indication of what you're going to have summer-wise and winter.
Valentine's Day, isn't it?
Which what?
They're St. Swithin's Day, which if it rains, it would rain for the next 40 days.
That's what I'm
allegedly,
thinking of.
Yeah.
That's, is that not winter? That's not winter,
that's
though.
Not, that's in the summer. Summer. Yeah,
yeah, summer, so all I care about is summer, basically, guys. So I'm completely factually inaccurate.
You live
for
in the wrong country.
Yes, I know. I am aware. But
anyway, yeah. We've got loads coming up. We've got some lovely book reviews coming up for you later. Kind of spooky ones, aren't they? I think.
Halloween is coming.
So, but for now, though, we're going to talk to Laz. Well, I'm going to talk to Laz. So our next feature on the show, we're catching up with a lovely group called Lads. Joining us is Carlos and Lewis. Welcome to Shout Out to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Do you want to go ahead and quickly introduce yourselves, tell us what you both do, and then I don't know which one of you wants to take the lead, but it'd be good to get an idea of what Lads is. I don't know. Do you want to kick us off, Carlos?
Okay, so yeah, my name is Carlos. I'm a WhatsApp lead, PR lead, and also a welfare admin for Lads. What Lads UK is a platform for lads in the gay community to come together and meet each other all over the UK and communicate, make friends, divulge each other's problems. We have many different groups. We have many different regional groups. We have many different support groups, welfare groups, dates and mates. We have events. It's just a perfect place for anyone that's in the any lads that are in the LGBT community to come and join us.
So can I, how long has it been going and what led to it kind of like kicking off and starting?
So it started with our creator, Kazim, who started it 18 months ago. And it's just gone through the roof. We now have several different platforms across Facebook, WhatsApp, TikTok, Discord, Instagram, Blue Sky, X. And we now have over 10,000 members across the UK that all communicate with each other. And we built a community.
Gosh, that's a hell of a growth for a year and a half. So, mm-hmm. And of course, I mean, obviously, we're more Southwest based as much as we are kind of global these days. You know what podcasts like, everyone listens everywhere. But you are also down here in the Southwest, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, we have the regional groups all over the UK. So we have Southwest, absolutely. We have Bristol included. Our admin for the Southwest is from Bristol. We have Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, London, Midlands. We have regional groups everywhere. So everyone in the UK is invited to join us.
Nice. So, I mean, you mentioned quite an array of different events. That did it start with all of that, or did it start as a smaller thing and it's kind of grown wings as you've gone?
Yeah, it started as a smaller thing. It just started as the creator just started it as to build a community for lads across the UK. And it's just grown and grown and grown. And that's why we have now different regions. We have different platforms. We have events all over the country for different regions. And we also have national events for everybody to come together.
Oh, right. Cool. So you also not just do the regional, you also have big meetup ones, do you? So I don't know which one of you wants to take, but what kind of events have you got coming up like in the next like month or two? If you've got much planned?
Yes. So our next event is a big national one. So it's in Birmingham. It's in Eden Bar in Birmingham.
Right. And very well known Eden.
Yeah. It's called Chills and Thrills. It's on the 25th of October. And it's for everybody to come together, members or non-members. You know, everybody is welcome. We have on the first floor, we have a top class DJ. We have a dance floor. We're going to have fun and games. And it's just a chance for everyone across the UK to come together, meet each other, make new friends, make new relationships, build new bonds. We also have an outside area. And then also, because it is Halloween, we have a downstairs adult content area, which is for people that like it a bit more spicy, shall we say.
Spooky.
A bit spooky. The dress code, a lot of people from our community are going to dress in Halloween, but there is no dress code. You can come comfortable if you'd like. You can wear something sexy Halloween, you can wear something sexy, or you can just stay on the top floor, don't go into the adult area, and just have a good time and meet people from the community. I mean, I know Lewis, you've got a costume designed, haven't you?
Yeah, police officer, but I'm gonna be like changing it about so it's not any police officer.
Cool. So
okay, we'll leave that as a surprise then.
Yeah.
Playing devil's advocate, our community is huge and lots of different varieties of people. And as much as I'm a bit like you guys, I like a good night out and a bit of clubbing. I've been to Eden many times myself. I even had my stag do in there. But some people, that's not their thing. Big spaces, loud music, big crowds, especially like if it's your first time going out and meeting a new like group. What would there be for me with lads if I'm that type of a person?
So if you're not into the big crowds and you want to come to the event and you're not into, obviously, you're a bit apprehensive, what have you, we have an outside area as well. We also have our welfare and support team that are on hand if you feel a bit anxious or nervous, and all our admins as well. We have admins for every region and every group. All our admins will be there to support anybody and, you know, just to encourage you to have a good time.
Cool. But what about other events? Are they're like smaller events, you know? I mean, yes, you mentioned such an array. I'm just curious what other things
if you join Lads UK, if you join a region, for instance, say the Southwest or the Midlands or wherever you're based, that gives you a chance to speak to people from your area and make friends and you build up that communication. We build interaction every day. We make sure that everybody feels comfortable and to interact with other people from region. And in each region, we do hold regional events.
Right.
So the smaller groups can get together from each region. And they normally do something like bowling or have a night out in the pub or go for a coffee in the daytime and just meet and get to know each other on a face-to-face level.
Cool. I'm assuming you must have had people who've joined who are a little bit nervous about it when they first come along. You know, I mean, yes. Some of us are very outgoing. Other people, it's quite a daunting thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But the Lads is very non-discriminatory. So we don't discriminate against anything. And if somebody, for instance, has severe autism or severe learning difficulties or, is a bit shy or has severe anxiety, we always encourage them and the admins are there to help them along to, you know, build their confidence.
Cool. Now, I wish we lived in a time where we didn't have to ask this question, but I know there'll be some people apprehensive. If I'm a trans guy, am I welcome?
Absolutely. We have a trans and non-binary group within the community. All our admins, so we also have, so for trans and non-binary, we have a trans non-binary advocate who is actually transitioning. We also have a disability advocate that is disabled. We also have a HIV advocate that is going through treatment for HIV. So we support everybody from every different angle and with people that have experience in those areas. And non-binary are completely welcome in Lads. Can I just also mention we have an emotional support team and a welfare team as well for the community. So anyone with emotional, social or support issues, such as, you know, they're having a bad day or a bad week or something's happened to them or they're grieving or they suffer from depression or anxiety, we have a support group there that will help them and support them and research any resources in their local area to help them. Likewise, we also have a welfare group that looks after things like people that are being made redundant. We help them with what benefits they're entitled to. We research their local area. Same with housing. If somebody's being evicted, we look at local councils. We look at out of hours emergency housing care. With debt management, domestic violence. We look after our members.
So, I mean, it sounds like it's an awful lot more than just events then.
It's definitely more than events. Yeah, our whole ethos is about safeguarding our members and making sure that anyone that joins us is looked after and supported in any way possible.
So how does it work? Is it a free thing? Is it a membership fee?
No, there's no membership fee. It's completely free. If you go into our website, lads.uk, All the information is there for you. You can join any platform you wish to. We do have a verification process because we are very big on safeguarding our members. So there is a verification process to make sure that everybody is over 18.
Right. Okay. That's an important one.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, you mentioned the website there. Is it, I mean, like, say, like, I'm curious and I'm interested in becoming a member and coming along. Is that the first place I should go? Should I go there and sign up, or can I turn up to an event? Or
Yeah. Non-members are welcome to the event. If anybody is interested in this event, which obviously is the Chills and Thrills in Birmingham, it's going to be a night not to miss. If you're interested in adult content, then you go downstairs. If you're not interested in that, then you stay upstairs with the DJ and the games, and just meet like-minded lads from all over the UK, members and non-members. It's open to everybody. Just go on the website ladslads.uk, or if you want to book a ticket to the event, because they are limited edition tickets. Obviously, it's happening on October the 25th in Birmingham at the Eden Bar. The link straight to buy a ticket is ladslads.uk/Brum, B-R-U-M. there is a discount code, so if you do join ladslads.uk on our Facebook page and other platforms, there will be a discount code. So,
cool. Well, it sounds like we're not doing it justice covering so much in such a short space of time. But what we will have to do is stay in touch with you and perhaps have you back on the show when your next events are coming up. But for now, it's been lovely catching up with you. As I said, if you are interested, do check them out on their website. We'll make sure we also put the link up with our podcast as well. If you missed it and you're listening and you haven't got a pen handy, just head to our website and you can find it too. But for now, though, from Lads, very big thank you to Carlos and Lewis.
Thanks, guys. It's been nice being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That is, hang on, let me look that up, make sure I got this right, because this came in special, this one. That's Lucy Dreams is the name of the band, and that's Code to My Mind. It's out October 3rd.
Okay, yeah.
That one.
So that'll be available to listen online as well?
Well, everyone listens
to it. That's how it works now, isn't it?
Spotify and the like, don't they? So I'm sure it will be on there.
They buy a 7-inch single.
Can I buy it on cassette?
You probably buy it on vinyl.
You probably can get cassettes now. They're back in,
fashion, aren't they?
Everybody loves different.
You're going to give David a heart attack. David's half of Lucy Dreams. He's the guy that emailed that in. He's going to be going, we haven't got it on cassette. On Spotify.
We've got.
But there are other ones available, isn't there? Because Spotify's got a bit of a.
Yeah. You've got Amazon Music as well, I think, that's going on in the background. Yeah.
Yeah. That was very, very, very kind of 80s-ish.
Yeah, I thought it was very 80s.
Yeah, really good.
I was thinking about Big Hair again.
About what?
Big Hair.
Shoulder pads. Is that very 80s?
It was.
Yeah.
The suits. I do remember the suits because you see that a lot in fashion. It repeats itself.
New socks.
Mm. Yeah. It's funny as well because then you hit like the 90s and like big baggy things became all the rage.
Yeah.
Grungy. And they go around again. Like
it's cyclical. Lots of it's very cyclical.
With big baggy jeans and curtains.
Yeah.
But people think it's the first time round.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Yeah.
Well, now
we did. To be fair. We did when we were doing it. We're like, no, Mum, Dad, you were not fashionable. So I can remember saying to my mum, I was going out with someone. She said, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "No, I'm going out with." She went, "Oh well, we call that courting."
I mean, I do like going into the vintage shops, but my mum comes with me and she'll always go like, "Oh, I love going in there because I just see stuff I used to wear when I was a kid." I'm like, "Oh, brilliant!"
And then when me and Carl were in Amsterdam, we went to. A museum that was like, you know, all the technology through the ages, and it started right the way back at things like the pyramids and building bridges and the like. But when you got to the electronic bit, there was things like there was a DVD player in there and a camcorder. Oh, wow. And I'm like, oh my god, we had one of those, you know, and it's in a museum.
Mini disc.
I think I've still got a mini disc player somewhere.
Do you remember laser discs? They never took off.
Not here. No, they did in Japan.
Did they?
Yeah, they were massive.
Were
in
they
Japan.
Perhaps big in Japan?
Well, they
oh, that's very good.
Thank you, guys. I'm here all night. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Have you ever seen a laser disc?
Is it the one that has the little circle in the middle that's got silver?
It was the size of a record.
Well, then no. Oh, I'm thinking of a floppy disk?
Floppy disk.
So you had 5 1/4?
They originally started at 7 and something, okay, didn't they? The very first floppy disk.
I remember the big one.
And it was 5 1/4 inch.
Yeah.
And they were floppy.
Yeah.
And then you had the little ones.
Three and a bit,
yeah. And they were great because at school they fitted in your top pocket.
Right.
Why did you need them at school?
Because you had to save your homework on them.
Oh, wow.
There was no internet. There was no
network. No cloud.
No cloud.
What's the
cloud? Clouds were something you looked at out the window, you know.
What do you want about clouds? It's a clear day.
We're sounding so old, aren't we?
No.
Isn't that the thing that if you show it to a child these days, they go, oh wow, somebody's 3D printed the safe symbol.
I've still got mine. It was WordPerfect 5.1. Waiting for it to come round again.
It's funny, isn't it, how things go around. I mean, it's like you've got more power in your watch than the first ever lunar lander had.
It is bonkers.
It's mad, isn't it?
But technology's moved so fast.
I sometimes worry it takes over too much of our lives.
What, your phone?
Yeah, definitely. The phone addiction's a real thing, isn't it?
You see people walking around, they don't see the world now.
No.
Sorry, I'm sounding old.
I think you've given up privacy a great deal because our data is out there and it's being traded again and hacked again.
In some countries, they've actually put the lights for crossing the road along the floor as well, because the number of people that are looking at their phone and looking down, they can see the light on the floor to know when to actually cross the road, which I think is taking it a bit too far, personally. So.
Well, I mean, speaking of current events, should we get the news?
Yes, we should indeed.
Well, why not?
Go on then.
Shout out news, welcome along. LGBTQ Nation reports that actor George Takei, best known for his role as Mr. Sulu in the original Star Trek series, is boldly going on a new mission, fighting anti-LGBTQ book bans. Writer Daniel Villarreal says that Takei will serve as an honorary chair for the American Library Association's Banned Books Week, which runs from October the 5th to the 11th. Mr. Takei shared, "I remember all too well the lack of access to books and media that I needed growing up. First as a child in a barbed wire prison camp, then as a gay young man in the closet, I felt confused and hungry for understanding." He added that sharing his stories today helps new generations understand themselves and their history. The American Library Association and PEN America reported in 2024 72% of book challenges came from organised movements or government entities. In 2022, four of the most frequently banned books featured LGBTQ characters or themes. Instinct magazine brings us an update on Marguerite Perrin, a reality television star from the mid-2000s, known for her outspoken views and televised meltdowns. Reporter Mike DeFilippo shares that following the death of her daughter, Ms. Perrin experienced a breakdown but found unexpected support from the gay community. Perrin wrote, "The gay community weren't scared to talk about me losing my daughter. They would not leave me alone. You couldn't help but talk to them and be okay with them." She credits their compassion with helping her rediscover love and the more inclusive side of her faith. DeFilippo adds, "If a 64-year-old woman who was afraid of tarot cards can wake up one day in Louisiana and say, 'I love gay people,' then so can you." Simon Harris, the operation manager for the Peter Tatchell Foundation, has announced a new initiative, Friends of the Foundation. Supporters who donate £6 a month or more will be invited to exclusive events, with the first gathering planned this November. To donate or to learn more, you can visit www.petertatchellfoundation.org. QX magazine reports that on October the 10th, World Health Day, queer artists will unite at St Giles in the Barbican for You Are Loved, Music for Change. Hosted by Mental Health Ambassador and Mr. Gay Great Britain, Andy Gardner, the event features performances from the London's Gay Men Chorus, the London Gay Symphony Orchestra, Homo Parody and more. The show will include live testimonials from LGBTQ+ individuals about their mental health. Funds raised will support You Are Loved, a grassroots organisation founded in 2024 by social psychologist Mark Svensson. Their work includes bereavement support, community events, and a national LGBTQ support directory launched in June. For more, you can visit youare-loved.com. And if you're affected by suicidal thoughts or self-harm, please reach out. Visit allthews.switchboard.lgbt or call the Samaritans at any time, day or night, at 116 123. And that same number applies in the Republic of Ireland. And British MP Jeremy Corbyn has announced a new progressive music festival, Bulletproof, organised by his Peace and Justice project. The three-day multi-venue event will run from June the 4th to the 6th next year. Mr Corbyn says that the festival is a response to corporate influence over Britain's cultural spaces, which he claims has led to censorship and suppression of artists. Mr Corbyn said, "The arts have been stolen from us by climate criminals and the financiers of war. It's time to take back what belongs to all of us." The first lineup and ticket details will be revealed in December. Wikipedia notes Corbyn's long-standing support for LGBTQIA liberation, including his famous 1983 speech on the platform, "No Socialism Without Gay Liberation." Well, that's it for news this week. We'll be back next time with more stories of interest to LGBTQIA plus people everywhere. In the meantime, do check out your local community radio for stories affecting your neighbourhood. For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
That is Euphoria. I'm sure we all know that one. A lovely song, isn't it, that
it's
one?
Delicious.
Yeah.
Really? So,
I can't remember who that's by, and I didn't put it on.
Oh, it's Lorraine. Lorraine. And you know why I know that? Because I love Eurovision.
Yeah,
and
we all love Eurovision.
And that's the only reason.
Yeah, lots of controversy over the next Eurovision, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah.
There is, yes.
Lots of countries threatening to pull out of Israel, isn't it? Mm.
Well, I mean, surely it's about time, considering...
Well, that's not really for us to have an opinion on.
Very, very touchy subject, I'm sure, amongst Eurovision fans.
Yeah.
But some broadcasters have written to the European Broadcasting Union, say
they'll withdraw.
Yes. The BBC hasn't yet.
Well, the BBC have actually said that, you know, it's about unity and bringing people together.
Yeah. which makes a lot of sense.
True, it was brought around after the war for that very reason.
To unite people in music
What I thought was ironic, I don't know if you saw it on the news, though, but because we kicked them out, Russia brought back their own version of Eurovision that they used to have during the Soviet era. And the winner was a gay man.
Oh.
Which is ironic for a country that is now also banning anything to do with being LGBT.
Incredibly homophobic.
Yeah. They've got to celebrate him somehow, I suppose.
Anyway, on to spooky books.
Yes.
Do you like Halloween as a...
Oh, I like a good dress up. That's always fun.
It's the gay Christmas, some people say.
Really?
Gay Christmas.
Yeah. I say that about Pride. I say happy gay Christmas, everyone. Really enjoyable.
But Halloween is an excuse for dressing up and being camp. And
so is Pride.
As we'll explore, there is some link between the macabre and horror films and so on and their popularity within the LGBTQIA plus communities. So... anyway, this is a Halloween.
It's supposed to be. It's all kinds of things wrapped up in one, isn't it? It's supposed to be the day the veil between the living and the dead realms are the thinnest possible.
It's a very ancient festival.
Yeah. Or Hallows Eve, I think it's.
It is in Christianity, but also in pagan religions, it's very important as well.
Yeah.
For that reason, because it's the Celtic New Year, so ancient Ireland and Wales would have celebrated New Year on November the 1st.
Yeah.
Let's see, so it's New Year's Eve and, you know, it's easier to contact your ancestors. And in a lot of countries, they still visit graveyards on, you know...
I love my ancestors. I don't really want them coming back. I dread to think what state they'd be in. after all these years.
Falling apart.
Go to shake their hands. You got the bones. All very nice.
Yes. It reminds me of an old film that Peter O'Toole did called High Spirits. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I haven't.
Absolutely
seen that.
Hilarious. So
I have seen images from the catacombs in Sicily, and the corpses, they're dressed up in the families dress them up in their sort of like workday clothes, and they make them sort of like play cards and things like that. They just sat there.
There's quite, lots of different cultures.
It's quite strange.
Yeah, there's Indonesian cultures. They take their dead out once a year and they dress them up.
Where do they keep them the rest of the year?
In the house somewhere. Oh, I mean, they don't get buried. The environment's actually mummified.
Because it's so dry and hot, I suppose.
Oh. And Mexico celebrates it big time.
Day of the Dead. Yeah. It's in that James Bond movie, actually, isn't it?
Yes. But it's a big celebration of life.
Yeah.
For them. So. Yeah. But yeah, talking of that, we've got some books. Who's this come from, Terry?
Okay. It's a lovely Halloween and spooky autumn special, as selected from the website of Gaze the Word, 66 Marchmont Street in Bloomsbury, down in London.
It's lovely.
One of the oldest LGBTQIA plus and feminist bookstores in the world. And there are loads of them now as well. So
is there?
If you're going to buy any of these books, do support your local independent bookstore, because keeps the cash in the community. There's lots of queer ones as well all around the country. Gaze the Word is London's. So shall I read number 10?
Yeah, go on then.
Countdown.
Queer Slashers by Peter Mara. From Norman Bates dressed as Mother in Psycho to the rouged cheeks of Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, many slasher icons have some traces of queer and gender non-conforming behaviour since the subgenre's very beginning. This book presents the first lengthy study of how and why the slasher subgenre of horror films appeals to queer audiences. You picked this one out, didn't you, Arby, as a really interesting...
Yeah. I mean, some of the depictions are positively homophobic or transphobic. I mean, I'm particularly thinking of... I can't remember the exact details, but I know Silence of the Lambs is really quite transphobic.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never watched it the whole way through, because when it came out, I was... 17, I think, and my dad was like, "You're not watching that film ever. It's horrible." And I've just never got round to watching it since.
I'm there for Jodie Foster, but that's not
the same. Yeah, he was killing women to create a body for himself.
Okay.
So, interesting subject. This sort of that intersection between queer identities and horror.
Yeah,
but you think Hellraiser? Some of them were quite, you know. I remember the big long jackets and piercings and all sorts.
I haven't thought of it like that.
We interviewed him, actually, didn't we, the guy that played the Hellraiser.
I think they remade it recently with a trans woman playing Pinhead.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know they'd remade it.
I can't remember her name. She was also in Sense8. Somebody will tell me what.
Blonde woman. I don't know her name, but I know she's blonde. I hope that's helpful, listeners.
I mean, we've got five phones in front of us. I'm sure one of us can get it before the end. Arby, do you want to read the next one?
Oh, I can give it a go.
Do you want the short version?
Give me the short version rather than the long. Witch, an anthology by Michelle T. A spellbinding mix of manifesto poetry, play scripts and prose that reclaims the archetype of the witch from haunted childhoods to magical resistance against political oppression. This anthology features voices like C.A. Conrad, Kai Cheng, Tom, Miriam Gerber, and many more. A celebration of myth, magic, and queer power.
Oh, if only it was true we had queer power. Do you remember when we used to have all the things saying, all the storms are caused by the gays and all
power.
Of that? I mean, if we could do that, we'd solve an awful lot of world problems, wouldn't we?
I'd have lightning striking quite a lot of people. I strike thee down.
It would be fantastic, wouldn't it? Brilliant.
So, do you want to do the next one?
Yep. So, The Night Side of the River by Janet Withert Winterston. £9.99, just so you know, you can buy it. A genre-bending collection of ghost stories that blend the gothic with the digital. Winterston explores haunted estates, AI seances. Computers are getting in the game, and metaverse grief with chilling brilliance. a proactive meditation on death, technology, and supernatural.
We How really do you are. Have an AI seance?
I think it could be even more demonic, couldn't it, with a computer?
I know.
It's a bit crazy.
Yeah. Well, they do, don't they? I mean, some of the first AIs that came out, people were saying to it, how far back can you remember? Or what date do you think it is? And, of course, you remember back then they were giving up to, like, about 6 months ago. And then people would say, well, no, it's actually this date. So what's happened to your memory for the last 6 months? And it would have a breakdown and pretty much be crying virtually, going, what's the matter with my memory? Why doesn't it work? And they had to program that out, which was really weird.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but, yeah, I want to know what an AI seance is.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. Yeah,
it does. So, I mean, we're going to have, like, AI Ouija boards next and that kind of thing.
You know. Hopefully
I bet you they're ready. I bet you're on your phone already. You probably can get a Ouija board on your phone. And actually,
no.
It was a kiddies game at the end of the day when it started.
It was a kiddies game.
It was a parlour game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a parlour trip. But some people do take it very, very seriously.
I'm never going to play it. I'll tell you that now. I will never do it. Because what's the risk? What's the point? Why would I want to? No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think would happen?
I don't know. Have you ever watched The Conjuring?
I think
too
so.
Scary yeah. for me.
Okay,
too scary
so in me. The Conjuring, right? Or maybe no, sorry, it, one of them. But then there's another movie exactly like it as well.
There is a film called Ouija Board. There is,
and they, you know, they get it like a joke. It's all fun, yeah, whatever. Okay, turns out the house they're playing it in was built on a graveyard, right?
Yeah, but it's a film.
No, but then the point is, it still stands of like if you ever do one and you're actually on a graveyard. Mm. That's how you welcome spirits in.
Well, do it in your living room, not in a graveyard.
Well, no, that's the hat. They thought, oh, it's fine because we're in our house, and their house was built on a graveyard. Mm. So they were just, you know, like you. Oh, I'm in the living room. Doesn't matter.
Well, it depends if you believe in these.
I don't believe in a Ouija board.
It's a real discussion that we should have at some point.
I just don't want to mess with the spookies.
Things that go bump in the night.
If you can come back, would you come back and haunt your friends or relatives or anything? Or would you come back and keep an eye on them?
I wouldn't want to stay on this planet. I'd be off discovering the rest of the universe, finding out.
I'd quite like, if I could come back as an animal, maybe, but not a human, like a cat. Like a nice domesticated like cat that gets fed drinks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What do they call that? That's a belief in reincarnation.
Yeah. But then you could get reincarnated as like an ant or something, and that's not that much
important
fun.
In various religions. I mean, when Boy George was flirting with Hinduism, somebody said, "Say, what do you want to come back as? You know, reincarnation." He said, "Matt Damon's underpants."
isn't that your dream too?
Yeah. I licked it from Boy George, but it was Boy
it Tom Daly's.
Tom Daly at the moment.
Either or.
So anyway, number seven, Furies, Stories of the Wicked, Wild and Untamed. 15 feminist tales for literary icons, including Margaret Atwood, Emma Donoghue, Cian Lester and Ali Smith. Introduced by Sandy Toksvig. I like Sandy Toksvig.
Oh, yeah, Sandy. Yeah.
This anthology reclaims witchy words and wild narratives in a cauldron of contemporary storytelling. Mm. Oh, I like what they've done there. A cauldron of contemporary story. I like Sandy Toksvig. She's lovely.
Yeah,
she's great.
So she's in Bristol. Very
when?
Soon.
But right now, yeah, she's let's get her on the show.
Hippodrome, totally sold out, annoyingly.
Yes, promoting a new book.
Yes.
Well, then we can get her on the show, surely. Yeah. Tell her. So you promote your new book on Shout Out for our listeners.
I dare you.
I'll try.
See if you can get hold of her.
I'll try.
Yeah, I'll just
I'll be standing at the stage door of this. Hello, press. You got my press pass.
So right, do you want to do number six?
Number six. Okay, Night of the Living Queers. That's by Shelley Page and Alex Brown, 1999. Quite cheap. YA, young adult.
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry. Horror anthology featuring queer authors of colour. 13 tales of terror and delight, each told through the lens of a biopic teen on a transformation Halloween night. Creepy, creative and unapologetically queer.
Mm-hmm.
BIPOC. I said that wrong. Sorry, guys. It was BIPOC.
BIPOC?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yes.
That sounds perfect for the American audience, doesn't it? Mm. Scare the hell out of them.
Night of the Living Queers.
Yeah.
I like that as a title.
Yeah. It's a good one.
The orange
sounds like, it sounds like Weekends at My House.
I think I'd like maybe like a Divageddon. That'd be quite good.
Divageddon. So, right, Terry, number five?
Number five is It Came from the Closet.
Oh, that's
edited
good.
By Joe Velise. Horror opened me up to new possibilities for survival. arrival. I saw power in freakery and transgression and wondered if it could be mine. It's complicated with the LGBTQ community, he says. Haunted houses, forbidden desires, and the monstrous can have striking resonance for those who've been marginalised. But this comes back to what Arby was saying earlier on. The genre's murky history of an alarmingly heterosexual male gaze, queer-coded villains, and sometimes blatant homophobia is impossible to overlook. This book explores the tension. It sounds absolutely brilliant. I think my partner has that book, actually.
Is it good?
Came from the closet.
Mm. Yeah, I'll ask him tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
So, Arby, do you want to do Cemetery Boy? Should we do the longer ones because we're onto the
That sounds like a dodgy invitation, doesn't it? So, Cemetery Boys. Yadriel, a young Brujo, accidentally summons the ghost of a bad boy, Julian Diaz. As they work together to help Julian cross over, their bond deepens. A heartfelt LGBTQIA plus ghost story about magic, identity, and acceptance.
Wow, there we go.
Mm, that sounds great.
Good young adult stories on this. Yeah, very much. As well,
a YA.
Great Halloween.
What was that? That was number four, wasn't it?
Down to number three now.
Number three.
Yeah.
Leather Daddies of the Black Lagoon.
I've just got that. You needed a Scottish accent for that. That was just worth it.
By Wolf Hands. £8.99. Matthew knew going to the bar would only lead to trouble. Maybe that was what he was looking for. There are some places, some temptations that take root deep in the person's soul. There are things that become some closer while causing others to run in fear. Matt's partner, Alex, is about to be pulled along into the depths of his lover's nightmarish desires. Matt's forbidden curiosity will be exposed. Dark monsters hiding under the surface of San Francisco streets. Solve the mystery of the leather bar. Hold your breath with each steamy page of this erotic horror fantasy. Two lovers ensnared in the hold of the mystery leather bar, at the mercy of the strange yet enticing leather daddies that populate it.
Ooh. I think I've been to those sorts of bars.
I was about to say, yes. So it's the way with a Scottish accent you say the word lagoon. I like it's like leather daddy to the Black Lagoon. That's cool. Right, where are we up to then? Number two. Queer Magic by Thomas Prower. It's an LGBT plus spirituality and culture from around the world, it says it is. Queer Magic provides nourishment for LGBTQ plus souls and their allies who are interested in learning about the significant presence and influence of queer folks throughout history. Explore fascinating insights into queer relationships and spiritual practices from different regions of the world. Learn about deities, heroes and historical figures who embody the power of the queer spirit. Discover inspiring contributions from contemporary LGBT plus pagans, Catholics, Buddhists, Muslims and others as they share personal stories of their experiences as well as spells, prayers and meditations from their own practices. With practical suggestions and enlightening perspectives, this book is a unique resource for LGBT plus spiritual seekers who want to experience the sustaining energy and the strength of the worldwide queer community. Well, that's quite an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more of a serious academic study, I think, isn't it? But nonetheless, incredibly important and really interesting.
So then, at number one, do you want to finish it off for us, Terry?
Of course I will. I'll finish you off. Confessions of the Fox by Geordie Rosenberg. Retails at £8.99 at your local queer bookstore. Quite simply extraordinary. Imagine if Maggie Nelson, Daphne du Maurier and Daniel Defoe collaborated, says Sarah Perry, author of The Essex Serpent. Jack Shepherd, a transgender carpenter's apprentice, has fled his master's house to become a notorious prison break artist, and Bess Khan has escaped the draining of the Fenlands to become a revolutionary mastermind. Together, they find themselves at the centre of a web of corruption leading back to the dreaded thief Catcher General, or so we are told in mysterious manuscripts unearthed by one Professor R. Voth. Voth traces the origins and authenticity of the manuscript, as Jack and Bess trace the connections between the bowels of Newgate Prison and the dissection chambers of the Royal College in a bawdy collision of a novel about gender, love and liberation. Shortlisted for the Centre for Fiction's First Novel Prize, finalist at the Lambda Literary Award 2019, and finalist at the Publishing Triangle Award 2019. Ooh. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Really, really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that was a bit much, wasn't it?
Bit much, yeah.
Sorry.
Especially when we talk about spooky things.
Oh, well, there's a ghost in the studio.
Interesting, yes.
Taken over.
Which one's going on your Christmas list then? Or your what do we say Halloween was?
I've already he won't be listening tonight because he's getting elsewhere, yeah. but my partner's getting the first one, which was the queer slasher.
Well, I suppose he's not getting you Leather Daddies as a Black Lagoon, yeah. To be fair.
I've got it on my bookshelf.
I do like the sound of that. So, and of course, not just books, we've got films coming up soon as well.
We spoke to Berwyn
the other week, and that film festival's coming up. So we'll have lots coming from that. We've got lots
of culture.
Films to watch and directors
from
to interview.
The world,
yeah, well. Yeah. What's the one we watched a trailer for the other day? Lesbians in Space? Something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, the animated
3000
one.
3000
Oh, that's a 2000.
Oh, 3000 Lesbians Go to York. Yeah, that was one.
On the way to York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see it. We'll have a good time watching it off.
Yeah. And, Bad Wolf is there.
I saw that.
Really interesting. Yeah. Bad Wolf.
Because they do.
As in the TV company.
Yeah. They're talking about the queerness and the.
Which always confused me because there was that one plot line in Doctor Who that was about Bad Wolf as a corporation and it was taking over everything.
Yeah, there was.
Bad Wolf is actually a producer of movies.
Life imitating art, isn't it?
I didn't know what came first, chicken or the egg, basically.
No, I think the Doctor Who. I think it being in Doctor Who came first.
And that was a whole series, wasn't it? Yeah. That was a whole.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, because Doctor Who moved to Cardiff.
Yes.
I don't think it originally started. It was originally filming here, I think, wasn't it?
Really?
I can't remember now.
The classic serial was based out of London, but
I mean, Cardiff's got massive film production stuff, hasn't it?
Well, it has.
We still got the Bottle Works here. It didn't sell. I just talking news earlier. They're all moaning about how much it cost not to sell. But I'm kind of glad because it's nice having some of that here in Bristol.
Yeah.
All those films that are made, and we don't even realise it. We don't realise how much creativity there is in this city.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah. A lot of productions go on here, don't they? I mean, it's a good city for it. It's cheaper than London to film, as I know.
Just. I imagine.
By the penny.
It's not that cheap a city anymore.
No. But
it'd be good because we've known about the Irish Film Festival for quite some time, but it's the first time we've got properly involved with them. It's been lovely. They're an absolutely lovely bunch of people. And I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the film, and also who wins as well. That's half the fun. Yeah,
and some of it's online as well, so you guys can watch it online as well. It's not just about going to Cardiff.
Yeah.
Although I think Cardiff's well worth it.
It's well worth going if you can. And you can get a ticket for the whole week. It's a massive week. It starts, it's Monday all the way through to Sunday.
And the cinema is right next to the train station. So
they also have an industry talk as well, don't they? It's not just the films you can go and see. They have industry professionals.
Almost all the films have got a Q&A section in them. Mm. So you get to meet the director and you can question that, ask them and that. So I think that's pretty amazing.
And it's quite a serious thing as well. The prize for the winning film, the director and the people that write it, the team that put it together get awarded £40,000 to make the next film.
It's amazing.
And I'm pretty sure all of them end up on Channel 4 on demand.
I don't think
they call it 4OD anymore, do they? But you know what?
It's a Channel 4 Plus, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you can see them all.
And then it'll be dotting around the UK next year as well.
Yes, it's coming to Bristol at one point as well, I think. If I recall correctly.
What, the festival?
Well, it's kind of like it's an after thing that they do.
They tour with
the films type thing.
Very nice, very nice. Well,
so I didn't realise how big it is, but it's there are film groups from all over the world that submit.
Wow.
And there is a Best of British Award as well as an international one.
No, like international film festivals.
Mm.
They're popular. We've got Cannes, Toronto.
It's been compared to Cannes. It's been called the LGBT Cannes. equivalent.
And who am I to say it's not?
I mean, I might be giving Berwyn kittens right now, so things like that. No.
he's holding on to his ears. No.
But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that one too. So, what was your favourite book?
Oh, I'm kind of looking for Confessions of the Fox. I think that'd be really worth a
confession.
I'll see if it's an audiobook, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I like audiobooks, so I just never get to listen to them.
I can never concentrate long enough. I'm like listening and then I'm looking.
Young. Bad book a week, you know. Book a week roughly.
I only read in the summertime because I can, that's the only time I can sit and I don't want to be on my phone because it's too hot, so I'm like reading.
So the downside with an audiobook is you can fall asleep while it's playing and then lose where you were.
And then I have to just keep rewinding.
What happened? I don't remember that happening in the book. What?
Not quite sure, but we shall see.
So I've just watched a really good series on Netflix called Sirens as well, which is a bit of a play on that, you know, women enchanting men. I won't give away the storyline, that's not what it is, but it does play on that a lot.
No
really
spoilers
good.
There.
It's one to watch if you can. So that's it for this week. Keep up to date with us. You can listen and find out all about Shout Out online.
Go to shoutout.lgbt and don't
shout
forget
out radio LGBT.
Oh, I don't want to make it shorter. In contact, you'll get involved with the show.
Next week, it's all in the biology, believe it or not. From myself, from Darren, from Terry, from Arby, and the lovely Tara, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.